I'm Mindy McNeil, and welcome to our June Wine and Food Pairing. This month, we are joined in studio, as always, with Carolyn Joy of Joy Wine and Spirits, and by Trent of Walter's 303 Pizzeria and Public House. Welcome both of you to our show today.
Thank you very much.
It is summer, and everybody's thinking vacation. It's too hot to cook. We don't want to deal with the heat. But today, Trent, you have brought some heat because you have brought two amazing pizzas. And I had a little bit, and there's some jalapeno in there. I could taste some heat. So What did you bring to go with the white wine that Carolyn has brought today?
Yeah, you know, so one of the things that, talking about is you're getting out for the summer. You want to, you know, maybe barbecuing a lot more than you should. But why not also remember that we're here serving some pizza? Brought some wings, some of our world-famous wings. A lot of people are starting to realize that. I think we have some of the best baked wings in Colorado, so I wanted to start out with bringing some of those so you could try them. We call them an Italian-style buffalo wing. It's actually a buffalo sauce that we've created in-house that we've added some kind of different seasonings to. We've tossed them in the sauce before we bake them. We have this process where we triple-bake these wings, and by the time they come out, they kind of got a crispy outside, and the sauce is baked right into them.
So Trent recommended we try this in a certain order because I'm like, where do we start with this? We have such a dynamic flavors here. I mean, everything from pineapple to blue cheese and barbecue sauce to marinara sauce. So it's and spicy chicken, you know, rub on the chicken. So, but speaking of the first pizza that you brought, which is the bomb, and Mindy was saying what that stands for.
Yes, I'm saying it's bomb is basil, onion, meatball, and blue cheese.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay.
The onion part, is actually kind of, it's a caramelized onion.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things I wanted to kind of celebrate here, once again, talking about the summer and everything, and just is the idea that hey, and coming up here with the 4th of July and so forth, there's the freedom that we have, right, to kind of make decisions. And pizza is the ultimate freedom food, right? You can actually choose. Everybody's got a different pizza. You know, you hear like, there's lines drawn in the sand in some worlds that they're saying that, no, this pizza's the best, or you can't have pineapple on this pizza. You know, pizza's not pizza if it has pineapple on it. And I think what is best about pizza is that you can create your own and get really creative. And it gives like, you know, hey, I grew up as one of those people, I hated mushrooms. I couldn't have mushrooms on anything. And I got close to my pizzas. That's why I love pizzas, because I could, you know, not have it on my side or whatever. And so we celebrate that at Walter's. We have a variety of different toppings. And, you know, what we hear and we see all the time is, you know, our guests kind of coming up with new and unique ways to put stuff on the pizza. And so I brought a couple here today that I thought were some of our more creative ones, and on top of that are also ones that we kind of recommend as like off of menu items. And that first one, as you mentioned, is our homemade meatball. It's caramelized onions, so that gives it that sweetness. And that's another thing that people don't get on pizzas too often.
Well,
is caramelized onions.
The segue that I was making was when we were talking about sugar is the sweetness of the onions. It goes great, actually, with the wine, and you have this balance there. Yeah, this balance there of the salty blue cheese, and even the meatball a little bit with that. The caramelized onion definitely is not oversweet by any means, but you get a lot of that, and so I'm relieved because I think it goes great with the wine.
It does. It's and I love the smell of this wine. It's like got that beautiful, like kind of fruity bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
But when, as we talked about, you know, you get into it and it's like, ooh, wow, that's just got that nice steel dry, like dryness to it, and kind of like really, I think it brings out that blue cheese a lot.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's like, and the thing about blue cheese on pizza is that that also tends to be one of those items that some people either love or hate. And it's amazing how many people are like, oh, blue cheese on pizza. No, I can't do it. And then they have it. And they're like, oh, my gosh, that's one of the best pizzas I've ever had. So it kind of brings in that kind of creaminess to the pizza.
So is that the only cheese on here, or there's other cheese?
It has a mozzarella as well, full milk mozzarella. And then obviously the blue cheese is just a kind of just a dry blue cheese crumble. So a lot of things I also people hear all the time is that it's, you know, if you're thinking blue cheese, you might be thinking that kind of wet, kind of big glob of blue cheese you might get when you get a chunky blue cheese dressing.
Dressing, yes.
But this is a dry blue cheese crumble that kind of just is, you know, put on top. And then we, you know, obviously you got to be, when you're making pizzas, you got to have kind of people. We always talk pizza makers in this business, and you know, we're proud of our chefs, and but it's kind of like not an overabundance of it, because if you get too much, it kind of dominates. But it, I think the right amount to kind of give it that pizza and brings it everything together really well.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny too when you said, well, let's start with the blue cheese, because normally that's blue cheese can be such a strong flavor, and it can also have a lot of acid, and it can also almost have a little bit of spice. And depending on if you get like a gorgonzola or a roquefort or whatever, there's several different kinds, can have different impacts on your tongue. And so I thought it was kind of funny that you said, let's start with that. But I think it's working that we're starting with that, mostly because you have that caramelized onion in there and that sweetness from that, and it's still really fresh. Yeah, I think that works.
Yeah. It helps it out. And I think the thing that I realized with this, it wasn't blue cheesy. It didn't overwhelm the pizza, because sometimes with blue cheese, it can just take over every thing and over the taste, and it didn't. It was a nice balance of everything.
Yeah, it's when you're talking to people every day and you're trying to suggest some different things to them, and hey, you should try this and try that at the tables, and you hear people all the time saying like, oh man, I don't really like blue cheese, and I literally respond to them by saying, I hear that about 90% of the time from people that don't like it. Almost 100% of them like it after they try it. So if you do that kind of math real fast, but you get, you know, a few people that say, oh, you know, it's just not for me, and we understand that, but the blue cheese doesn't overtake the pizza by any means.
It has that, like Carolyn was saying, because the caramelized onions and everything else, but then I'm also, when I take the Hawaiian pizza that you've brought, there's sweet heat. Is what I'd like to call it, because you've got the pineapple in there, you've got the jalapeno, you've got, is it the barbecue sauce or?
Yeah, so we try once again to be kind of creative. It's a barbecue marinara, so it incorporates a little barbecue sauce that we have in house for our wings, and then our homemade marinara. It's basically about a 70-30 kind of split. So what it does is just brings once again a little bit of sweetness to the marinara, a little smokiness. That you wouldn't get in our normal marinara. Like I said, this is the controversial pizza of the pizza world. You know, do you put pineapple on pizza? You know, you have people love it and people hate it. And I can tell you, I think there's a lot more people that love it than hate it. I tried it and I love it. It's almost like a Polynesian, like I said, very sweet heat. The jalapenos, they're fresh jalapenos. Those, you know, can be up and down seasonally. You're never really quite sure what you're going to get there, but they get hot. And then with that mango habanero, just kind of kicks it in just a little bit more. And I love it. That's one of my favorite pizzas. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes it does. Yeah.
It's hit or miss sometimes. Yeah. Whatever's going to hit the bullseye. But I know you had alluded to earlier that, you know, Carolyn picked out a really good wine to go with this pizza. So, Carolyn, what went through your mind? Because you always do a great job. Every month you seem to have something. And I hear the chef say, wow, this, you picked a really good one. And so, once again, you're on a good streak this month.
I actually love this wine.
Yeah.
This is
It's pretty
fantastic.
Amazing. I keep drinking more and more. You keep passing the bottle
back
this way.
How many bottles do you bring?
Yeah, it's kind of spicy, so I keep drinking it. But I took a total shot in the dark on this wine because there are so many flavors here, and we have a heat. And, I mean, of course, you know, you said you had 40 beers on tap, so beer would just wash this right down. But one of my inspirations was with this wine is, you know, we had an importer a couple of weeks ago, and he produces a sweet wine. It's a noble rot on the grape. It's an Austrian wine. It's not going to be in for another 8 weeks, so I couldn't have that wine, which I'm hoping we can feature at some point. But the ultimate pairing with that wine is blue cheese. So that was kind of my inspiration behind this. I thought, well, what can I do that might, and I didn't even know, like I emailed you this morning, you got the email, I think, this morning. I said, is there red sauce on this? Like, yeah, is this, how is this pizza? So I took a shot in the dark, and I chose the Domaine Fouquet Vouvray. And Vouvray is the area. It's in Loire, France, and it's made from the Chenin. This is made from Chenin Blanc. So in the Loire Valley, you've got Sancerre, which can be Sauvignon Blanc. You've got Chenin, which can be which is Cabernet Franc. You also have Pinot Noir there. You have Muscadet. And one of the great grapes there is Chenin Blanc. And Chenin Blanc is kind of a contradiction, because what you smell isn't necessarily what you taste, although sometimes it's made in a way that what you smell, which is kind of honey and fragrant and all of these floral aromas coming from your glass, can be sweet. Or it can be fermented dry, or it can be made into sparkling wine. And they have semi-dry. So it comes in all these variations of wine, which is one of the reasons why I really love this area. But this wine, I would say, falls on the drier side in terms of the finish, even though you might not get that with this pizza necessarily, at least I don't. But when you smell it, and I kind of thought about you, Mindy, because I know you generally like fun cocktails mm-hmm. and fruitier drinks.
My Moscato or my
Moscato.
Moscato, yeah, the Sex on the Beach, Moscato, Long Island iced tea, and I'm set. That's all those three and I'm good.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but this is only 12.9% alcohol, so this is kind of low in the alcohol department, which allows us to drink more of it, especially in the summer or early in the evening as it might be. But I thought about you too, in that I thought maybe you would like this a little bit more because it is a little fruitier in the nose, even though it finishes dry.
I've just been really, I did sip a couple of drinks before I had the pizza. I wanted to try it, and exactly what you're saying, I was actually kind of surprised. Like I said, I smelled that really beautiful bouquet, and then it was very, I felt like kind of my mouth kind of like sucking it all in, you know, in a way, right? And it was just like, whoa, you know, because I was expecting something to come out a lot more sweeter and with the smell. And so I'm really amazed how much different this has turned into since I started eating pizza and everything. It's like kind of been bouquet-ish, and I've had it finished kind of like you just said. It seems like it's kind of been lasting in my mouth. And to go to eat with, I just finished eating with the jalapenos and that sweet heat that didn't linguish in my mouth as long as I don't think as it normally would because of that. Maybe it's because I'm still sipping on the wine a little bit here, but I'm loving this pairing. I think it was going fantastic with these two.
Sure. And I think it's just, I'm kind of like silently cheering a little bit because I don't think you probably have Bouvray on your pizza wine list.
No, and I would think about never imagine. Try to get some.
Yeah. And not all Bouvrays are the same. That's what I was saying.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. Thank you both for coming in.